The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has decided to stick with its ban against ordaining pastors who are involved in same-sex relationships. After a day-long meeting full of intense debate, representatives of the 5-million-member church voted to maintain the current policy. NPR's Jason DeRose is at the meeting in Orlando. He joins us now. Jason, what specifically would this proposal have allowed?
Well, if the 1,000 delegates here had voted to pass the proposal, it would have allowed people, gays and lesbians, involved in same-sex relationships to be ordained as special exceptions to a rule which says that unmarried clergy must remain celibate. So unmarried heterosexual and unmarried gay and lesbian pastors still have to remain celibate because there was no change in the rule.
And I gather there was quite a bit of debate in this discussion, and it got quite hot at times.
Well, the debate started yesterday, went for a couple of hours yesterday afternoon, and then it went on most of the day today. In fact, at one point we thought that it wouldn't end until tomorrow sometime, but then they called all the questions toward the end of the debate, just coming up on 5 o'clock. There were, you know, hundreds of people wearing rainbow stoles walking around. And at one point, a protest actually broke out where about 100 or so people wearing these rainbow stoles in support of gay and lesbian ordination walked onto the main floor from the visitors' gallery and refused to leave the floor.
So we mentioned this is a 5-million-member church. How many people are actually there?
Well, there are 1,000 delegates, actually 1,015 delegates to this meeting, but there are another 1,000 people here as observers, as staff, and so forth. So it's quite a large crowd.
So what does this mean for gays and lesbians who are trying to be ordained?
Well, currently the policy that requires celibacy is only spottily enforced, actually. You might find some urban synods or geographic areas of the Evangelical Lutheran Church that don't enforce the policy. You might find some more rural areas of the church that do enforce the policy. That might continue. However, it's a pretty bold rebuff on the part of those who wanted to allow special exceptions for gays and lesbians.
And beyond the question of ordaining pastors, there was also a vote on a measure that would have sanctioned the blessing of same-sex marriages by pastors. What happened there?
Well, currently, the church is operating under a 1993 pastoral letter from the bishops, which asks the pastors in the Lutheran church to provide pastoral care and welcome of gays and lesbians. However, what pastoral care meant was left vague. A proposal before the church would have said that pastors were, in fact, asked to, if not encouraged to, perform same-sex unions or blessings of those unions. However, that did not pass. What did pass was basically the same letter that they were operating under, which is to leave it vague, say pastoral care, and if a pastor views that as blessing weddings, blessing same-sex unions, that's what that pastor can decide. But if a pastor says that's not included under the proviso of pastoral care, then the pastor doesn't have to.
And just one last thing, very quickly, is this the end of this, or might it come back at another meeting in the future?
Well, this has been debated for years and years in the Lutheran Church. They're awaiting a sexuality statement coming out in 2009. So in the next 4 years, the church that meets every 2 years will be debating this issue, and it looks like it'll be back on the agenda in 2009.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Jason DeRose in Orlando.